Good morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. China's National Grain and Oils Information Center today says that China is likely to post increases in its harvest of corn and wheat this year. Corn output is projected to rise 4.6% from a year ago to 215 million metric tons, and wheat by 1.1% to 122.17 million metric tons. The annual rate of inflation across the world's largest economies fell in August, according to a measure of a new study from international institutions. The annual rate of inflation across the G20 stood at 3% in August, down from 3.2% in July. The annual rate of inflation fell in Europe and the U.S., as well as in a number of large developing economies, including China, India, and Brazil. However, the rate picked up in Indonesia and in Japan. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is sitting at 15,089. It's down 86 points. The NASDAQ is 3216. It's down 9.5. And the S&P 500 is 1689. And it is down 9.25 points. Longtime WILL Ag analyst and business partner Kurt Kimball of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois, says that Illinois Public Media Agriculture provides timely market information and analysis that can boost your bottom line.
It takes a lot of heat off us, per se, whenever there is some news or information. You're there to provide it. It sort of helps the information flow to the people who are interested in it. And then we think you guys do a real good job, and hate to see you fall victim to funding cuts and these other programs that's been become antiques or retired. And so we'd like to keep you going there, Dave, so you can keep people informed what's going on news and information-wise.
If WILO Agriculture has helped sort out your marketing strategies, has somehow helped put more money in your wallet in what is becoming a very volatile market, now is the time to consider a pledge of financial support. Won't you call right now at 217-244-9455 to keep timely and dependable market analysis heading your way? Les Schulte alongside Les. We like the $120 level. We think that's fair value for this service.
We do, Dave. We do think that would be a great investment that someone could make to this station, to this service. In fact, if you would want to become a sustaining friend of WILL, you could just set up a $10 a month payment plan.
Oh.
And just set that up on a bank card or however works for you. We've got a variety of ways that you can do that, and you become a sustaining friend of WILL, meaning that $10 a month is going to go to the service that you use, that you find valuable, and it helps your public radio station. And you're in control, keeps going on until you decide to say stop.
And if you make that $10 contribution, you can know that over the course of a year, your $120 contribution will pay for more than an hour of agricultural programming. So you're actually paying for two commodity weeks.
Well, there you go. Think of it that way. Wow, I never thought of it that way before, Dave. I'm going to mull on that for a little bit. 217-244-9455 is the number to call. Or, a quick way to do it, and it's really easy, is just pledge online at willpledge.org.
And we have some incentives for you to pledge right now.
We do. If you make a pledge right now, if I can find my incentives sheet, got it right here. If you make a pledge right now, we've got a challenge going on that our friends from AgriGold and Bates Commodities and Stuart Peterson of the Champaign County Branch and Strategic Farm Marketing, they've gone together. They put together a pool, and they said, if we can hear from 100 pledges this week,
okay,
who support this station and support agriculture as one of the services, mention agriculture.
Yes.
They will add $2,000
oh, wow,
to our pledge total, and that's very generous. very generous, and we don't want to let that 2,000 just kind of lay there on the table.
That's a whole bunch of commodity
weeks.
That's
a lot of commodity weeks. That's a lot of marketing reports, because they value this service. They know it's important to you, and they ask you to join them in supporting this station at whatever level you can. 217-244-9455, or go online to willpledge.org right now.
Let's check in with meteorologist Drew Lerner and get the latest agricultural weather.
During the course of the weekend, we saw favorable weather occur across many areas in the Midwest. Not much precipitation being reported, but of course it wasn't totally dry either. The few showers that did occur were brief and light in the majority of the region, and the end result was that fieldwork was able to advance around what precipitation did occur. And our temperatures were still warm, still summer-like in some locations, a lot of 70s, a few lower 80s being reported, some upper 60s as well. Really, the weekend was not bad, and the majority of the region did see enough favorable dry conditions that progress was still made out there in the fields. Well, this week, things will turn a little bit more normal. And normal at this time of the year is going to come as a shock to many of us because it's been so warm in recent weeks. Normal high temperatures at this time of the year should be in the 50s and 60s across the Midwest, and that's exactly what we're going to encounter as we move into the latter part of this week and the coming weekend. In fact, there may be some areas in the upper parts of the Midwest and the northern plains that will see colder than normal conditions as we move deeper into the week and into the coming weekend. The cool weather will slow down drying rates across the region, but so far we don't have too many areas that are considered to be very wet. Storm system that's underway across parts of the Midwest today will probably change that, at least in the northwestern corner of the region, where we've already seen some significant precipitation. The rains are going to be most significant coming out of South Dakota and southeastern North Dakota over to Wisconsin over the next 24 to 36 hours. Enough precipitation will occur in these areas to further saturate the soil and cause some issues with delays in field work, but not much other area outside of the northwestern Corn Belt will likely be impacted in the same way. The storm system will trail a cool front that will move through the Midwest, and as it drops across the region, it will generate a little bit of shower and some thunderstorm activity. The precipitation is not expected to be heavy, but it will be enough that we'll see some interruption of fieldwork for a little while. Most of the precipitation will run from a few hundredths of an inch to 0.5 inch, but there will be some pockets out there that might get a little bit more rainfall. As I mentioned before, the temperatures will be turning cooler once we get into behind this particular storm system, and the high temperatures will come down to the 50s and 60s with lows at night in the 40s and a few 30s across parts of the Midwest. As far as freezes are concerned, we will see that increase as we get into the late week and especially the weekend and into next week. The freezes will be coming at this point at a time when crops are mature enough to handle it, and certainly the impact of any damage that occurs, if there is any, is not likely to be very significant. There were some freezes over the weekend in northwestern Iowa and back to the northwestern U.S. plains. Most of those freezes were in the 30s as far as Iowa is concerned. Some upper 20s occurred in eastern South Dakota, but none of the cold was really a threat to the crops that had not been harvested or were still somewhat immature across the region. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Tomorrow afternoon, join us online at willag.org, that's W-I-L-L-A-G.org, at 3 o'clock for a special discussion on the future of biofuels legislation in this country. Ag economists Daryl Good and Scott Irwin from the U of I, along with Jeremy Martin from the Union of Concerned Scientists, will take your questions on ethanol, soil diesel, and the reformulated fuels standard. The webinar is at 3 p.m. tomorrow on your homepage for agriculture. That's willag.org. futures.org. Let's see how futures are currently trading. December hard red winter wheat at 758.5, down 1¾. Soft December, 689, down 3¼. December corn, 434¾, up 1½. July, 463, up 1. November soybeans, 1274.5, up 7¾. July at 1248.5 is up 13½. October soybean meal, 410, down $12. October soybean oil is not trading. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave.
When you talk to people about the radio station, and you have been a longtime contributor, Bill, and we thank you for that, what do they say about the service?
Well, I think the most common comment that I get is that it allows them to listen to, you know, a big cross-section of analysts over the week and on the commodity week, and let them get some different viewpoints that they can kind of take in and digest and make some decisions.
21 analysts a week, if you include commodity week. If that kind of broad spectrum of opinion is helpful to you in managing your farm operation, won't you go to your phone now and call us with your contribution of support? 217-244-9455 is the number to call. Let's jump into the marketplace, Bill.
Okay.
Corn continues to grind lower today.
Yeah, actually we've came back a little bit here, a little bit positive on the reopen here about half hour into the market. But, yeah, I think corn's under harvest pressure. Yield reports continue to be pretty good, although as we move away from, you know, central Illinois, it seems like we're seeing a little bit of a fall off in maybe some of the top-end yields. And soybeans, I believe, are kind of the same way. They're under harvest pressure, but I don't know that the processors are buying enough beans. It seems like the base is staying pretty tight, and the futures are up about 7-8 cents here right now.
Longer term, are we seeing the end of the long bull market over that we've seen over the last 3 years or so?
Well, I think that's, yeah, if you look at the long-term charts, that's what it's showing. The question really becomes, you know, where do we put the bottom in on this? On corn, I guess I'm thinking that we may see a harvest low yet, you know, below where we're at. But I don't know that we don't have a risk of coming in, you know, towards the end of the year and maybe putting in an additional low. And the reason I say that's because I don't think farmers are really selling corn very hard here on their as they bring it in from harvest time. And I think, you know, we may see more sales from farmers as we get into the year end.
Will $5 to $4.50 new crop corn in the new marketing year curb the appetite to plant next year?
I think you'll see a reduction in acres, yeah. I mean, if you look back, in 2011, we actually had under 90 million acres planted. A lot of the fringe areas, and I call them fringe areas, but areas where you had to have some of the higher price levels to entice the corn production, I think some of those came into production since 11, and we'll lose some of that as we move into, you know, if we have those kind of price levels back down towards the $4.50 mark.
Can you make an argument that in this marketing year we could see $5 corn again in some futures contract?
Yeah, I think we're going to need to take advantage. We talked about this on Commodity Week last Saturday. I think you have to take advantage of it into the deferred month. So, you know, May, July, I think you got a chance to get back up to that level. And I think a guy wants to hedge it out there and then maybe set your base at a later date.
Would it make sense to go ahead and sell corn off the combine, or is cash king? I guess that's part of a question. The other part would be, if you did sell off the combine and did some sort of call option, wouldn't that be about the same kind of effect?
Well, the problem with that, Dave, is that you're right now your cash corn levels are quite a ways below like the July futures, because of the spread, the carry that's in the market. So you're giving up some of the ability to gain that. Now, it's just a matter of, you know, economics, and depending on what your storage cost is, if it's a commercial storage situation, it may pencil out that that's your best alternative. You just have to sit down and go through the numbers.
Another word on soybeans before we let you go.
Well, I think, you know, these are good levels. I guess we're being pretty aggressive on sales. as we see beans come in. Basis levels are still pretty good. Just the opposite of what we talk about on the corn, it can work to re-own it with call options.
Thank you much, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. Less kind of information that you rarely hear on the radio. Really solid, dependable, valuable information on how to go ahead and think about marketing your crops.
That's right, Dave. And as Bill said, I think one of the things that people really value about our particular service is that you get a variety of opinions. You get a variety of analysts' viewpoints so that it's not just one person or one company. You get a variety of opinions. And if you appreciate that fact, too, that this is a place where you can go and get information that you can use, advice you can use in your business, well, then support it with a pledge of support at 217-244-9455 or online at willpledge.org. We bring you 6 hours of in-depth marketing advice a week. There's an agricultural newsletter we send out, stuff that makes a difference to your bottom line, information that makes a difference. Support it right now. Think about making a $120 a year contribution to WILL and support our agricultural service. 217-244-9455.
You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.